Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Welcome back into Believe in the Blacklist here on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey Blackwood, and today we're going to be recapping the Season 9 premiere of NBC's hit show, The Blacklist. It was a much-anticipated premiere due to what happened in the Season 8 finale. And now that we're here and got one episode under our belt, I do want to ask the question of the day for our YouTube comment section. It's just a simple question. Do you like the direction that the show is taking? Why for yes? Or in for no? After you do that, and after you answer that question, make sure you subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, and share it with all your Blacklist friends. All right, let's dive right into the show. It's a very interesting way the show done it. A couple weeks ago, we got the synopsis for Season 9 that there was going to be a two-year time jump since the death of Liz. And so where is everybody at? First of all, Dembe is a special agent now with the FBI. Cooper is no longer with the FBI, but he is, you know, the guardian of Agnes now. Wrestler works on old cars now and doesn't seem to care about his hygiene. Park is no longer a field agent, but she's still with the FBI. She trains field agents now, and she's also recently married. And Aram is now a part of a startup cyber security company with a friend of his, and they're in desperate need of a rich investor. So that's where everybody's at right now, and we're not sure where Red is at the beginning of the show. But he is kind of out of touch with reality is the best way to put it. But at the beginning of the show, like we said, we find out that Dembe is now a special agent, but he gets injured in an explosion, and there's a cybersecurity threat because of this microchip, and Dembe has been undercover trying to figure this out, and he gets some third-degree burns, and he's in the hospital, and that kind of stirs Cooper up a little bit. He wants to go see Dembe, so he does. Dembe shows him a picture of a tattoo on this guy. It's got an S with some flames around it. And, you know, Dembe tells Red that, you know, the only person that can really tell you who this is Red. And so he tells Cooper that it's been a year and a half that he's seen Red. So Cooper's like, you know what? I got to find him. We got to find out who this guy is and stop him, because this is really a global security threat due to this microchip. So Cooper is trying to get the gang back together. He goes and sees Red. He has to go through all these prerequisites, of course. It's a very dicey situation for Cooper. He gets drugged at a bar where he passes out, and they take him to this strange place, and there's some witchcraft or something going on. And that was a little strange, but I think that's just not my cup of tea, but I think it really told the story of where Red is at this time. He's really just lost, and has been for a couple of years since the death of Liz. And so Cooper finally meets up with Red, and Red has no desire to be involved. He doesn't want to be in that life anymore. And he wants to leave the Blacklist. He doesn't want to be a part of that anymore. So Cooper shows the picture to Red of the tattoo, and of course Red knows right away, and the culprit turns out to be just one criminal, and he's called the Skinner, and that's just kind of a name that has been passed down to different criminals fulfilling the role for centuries. But Red happens to know the previous Skinner's real identity, And so he agrees to help Cooper find the old Skinner to get the name of the current Skinner. So Red does come back to the States briefly to assist in identifying the current Skinner. And when it comes down to tracking, you know, it comes down to the time to track the new Skinner. Red wants no part of it. He turns away and tells Cooper that, you know, he recently achieved, you know, inner peace at a monastery, and that his peace is fragile, and that he doesn't want to be a part of that world because of what it could do to him moving forward. So Aram and Elena, you know, they're working with Cooper. They get persuaded, but Wrestler, he's a little tougher to convince to get back in the game because of, you know, he loved Liz and now she's gone and he hates Red for it. And so just the thought of Red being involved, even just a tiny bit, Wrestler doesn't want to get involved. Of course, Wrestler changes his mind and, you know, he wants to help because he knows that's what Liz would want to happen. And I think that was probably my favorite part of the show is the last scene between Red and Wrestler. You know, Wrestler has a great line that, you know, he's not here, or he's here because his love for Liz is stronger than his hate for Red. And he doesn't want Liz to have died in vain because she believed in the Blacklist. She believed that the Blacklist was good. She believed that catching those criminals kept the world safer. And so that was important to her. So it's important to him. And you can tell in that moment that Red's wheels begin to spin in his head, and he's really, you know, being convinced that the Blacklist really does need to continue, and it cannot continue without him, without his resources, without his knowledge of the criminal underworld. So I think the direction that the show is taking is very interesting, and I really enjoyed that season 9, episode 1. I really thought that was a solid episode. The Blacklister is kind of somebody that's strange, that the character is a really good character. The actor is doing a really good job of playing that character. So next episode is actually the conclusion of the Skinner because he was never caught. He got away. And so the I'm calling them the task force. They're really not a task force anymore, not legally, but they're kind of going underground and trying to catch these criminals. And it I don't know if here's one thought. Or is Wrestler and Cooper and Aram and Agent Park going to become criminals now? How is that going to work? Because they're not working with the FBI, so what they're doing is not legal. So interesting dynamic there. It's going to be fun to kind of watch this grow and watch how the show kind of moves forward now that none of these people are really agents anymore. I mean, Park is, but she's not a field agent and she's kind of gone rogue now. So it's going to be really fun to watch this show kind of develop and continue. It's really a new era of the Blacklist. Now with Liz gone, how does the show move on? And I think they laid out a good groundwork for the show and a good foundation for how the show can move forward without Liz. It won't be the same, obviously, but that doesn't mean that it can't be good. I want you to kind of keep an open mind as season 9 continues. All right, guys, that's really going to wrap it up. I know I didn't really dive too much into the Skinner because, A, I'm not very technologically savvy, so I can't really tell you the inner workings of how the microchip works and what all it really does because that's not who I am. But I just want to talk about the show, the heart of the show. The heart of the show is Red. And the former members of the task force, Wrestler, Cooper, Park, Aram, and even Agnes, she's a part of the show now. She's a part of the soul and the heart of the show. So that's what we're going to talk about here on Believe in the Blacklist. And that's what we're going to do moving forward as well. I'm about to wrap today's episode up. But once again, make sure you hit that subscribe button, whether it's on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify. I think we're on Amazon Music. We're just about on any podcast platform that you can think of. If you watch on YouTube, jump in the comment section right now and answer today's question. Do you like the current direction of the show? Why for yes or in for no? We greatly appreciate everybody listening to us. We hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.